Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Good morning to the motherboard. Good morning to the youth. Good morning to the intercessors. Good morning to our deacon book. Good morning to my wife, Sister Smith. Good morning to our pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer. Good morning to all of the ADM family and frontline. Good morning to our international listeners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia. Good Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and to the Caribbean island chain. I bid all of you good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was the Lord that woke us up this morning, started us on our way. He gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Praise God. So, Lord, we thank you on this morning. We praise you and glorify and magnify your holy name for being here once again in the land of the living to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we thank you. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Morning to you, Pastor Smith. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I give honor to you, my Heavenly Father, and to honor to Pastor Temple, honor to First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Father God, as we come to the throne, boldly once more in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, giving us another opportunity of life, another opportunity, God, to come to you, another opportunity, God, to praise you and to magnify you, know that you are the living God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you love us before we even love ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your compassion, God, that you have on us, God, this morning, God. So we say thank you, God. Oh, God, we magnify your name this morning, God. Begin to pull on your people, talk on them, God. Let them begin to get up and to praise you and to magnify your name, God. Let them know it wasn't them, themselves. Oh, they both shake, God. They got jobs and wealth and all, God, but it was you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we look toward the hill this morning, God, which coming our help, God. We realize all our help from coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we lift up the old folks' home this morning, God. We lift up the penitentiary this morning, God. We lift up those that can't help themselves this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you begin to just put your loving arms around them. How do they know? Say, let them know that you do love them. In spite of all their time, they know, say, in spite of all their circumstances, huh? Oh, what a mighty God that we serve somebody, they know, say, this morning. She just says, Lord, I thank you. How do they know that? I thank you in spite of all my ups and my downs, huh? All around, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because you're delivering this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God, because you're pulling down every stronghold on the ocean in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. So we just ask you to have your way, God. Move self out the road of ocean and come in mighty to the lack of all of our Sunday of ocean. Touch the skeek of ocean, God. Touch the phones this morning, God. Every ear that have an ear this morning, God, begin to break out all of ocean, God. Little by Sunday, little God. Come in, little by Sunday. You're welcome, little by Sunday, little. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up our companions up to you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray that you continue to do a great work in them, God. Little God. That they can begin to walk out of the bullshit. Walk like you, God. Begin to speak like you, God. Little in the mother name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up our kids up to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. from the youngest to the oldest. I don't know, she, God. Continue doing what you're doing in them, God. Continue to save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the one that's homeless this morning, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask the Roboche, God, that you make a way out of no way. Roboche, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to keep a shadow over their head, God. Oh, God, but Roboche, God, let them know that he can. They don't have to be homeless for a lifetime. It's no Roboche, God. Be a mind regulator for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mind thinking, Roboche, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, we cry out for the ones. It's no Roboche, God, have mercy upon their soul, God. We cry out for the ones, God, that's going to and fro, killing Roboche, have distraction in our heart. Have hatred in our heart, God. We ask, God, that you break that. God, this morning, God, begin to break it in the name of Jesus. God, oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. This morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up every leader that it is. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, my God, this morning. Roboche, God, we lift them up to you this morning, God. Don't let them come down, Roboche, God, but continue pushing them. Put into them and say, pour out to the kind of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them grab hold inside of Roboche and let them know you'll soon be back. You'll soon be back. Roboche, God. Let us get it together, Roboche, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to cry out like it's our last time here. Let us begin to hide, Roboche, to you, God. Oh, God, it's kind of Roboche, God. Whatever we have in our life is not like you, God. Let us begin to give it to you, God. It's kind of Roboche. It's weak, Roboche. Give it up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us kind of Roboche. Let us call on your name, God. No greater name is the name of Jesus, Roboche. Let us know how to Roboche. Don't complain, just begin to thank him. But thank him for the things that he already done. Thank him for the things that he's going to do. And thank him for the things that he's doing right now. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the story, God, on the right side. We thank you for the Roboche is constantly burning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for stretching us, God. In the name of Jesus, Roboche, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, let us, Roboche, God, teach us to be strong in this God of us, God. Let us be witness all over the world, God. Tell somebody, Roboche, God is coming back. Let us know, Roboche, God. Let them know, God, that you're the one. You're still saving. You're still delivering and setting the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our enemies up to you, God. The one that have lied on us, God. The one that hate us, God. Without a cause, God. Oh, God, but we ask the Lord, Roboche, forgive them. But they know not what they do or say, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them not these things affect us, God. Roboche. Let us continue to walk on. Walk because of all you in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what nobody say or what they do, don't let it affect us. Let us keep pushing towards the mark in the mighty name of Jesus to say, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We can't help but to say thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, God. Oh, God, God, let us take the time. Let us all take the time now and look back. How we were, he kind of Roboche, and how you out of Roboche of God, how you begin to wash us, he kind of begin to clear our minds of Roboche, God. We didn't have no peace, God. Oh, God of Roboche, now we got peace in you, God. And no matter what's going around us, God, we thank you for that divine peace, he called Roboche in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when we look around, how Roboche, when the weekend comes, God. We can truly say, God, we thank you. When we used to rip and roar everywhere, is and bodies. Oh, we're going to shake up, but we thank you today, when we set our own cups of the home, God, and just begin just to look back. Oh, no, bullshit, you kind of on my side. Hey, glory this morning. Somebody ought to say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for bringing me. Tell him I thank you. I thank you, God, that I can truly say, I thank you, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you this morning. Somebody say, thank you, My God, these things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we pray. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God.
Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. Yes, we thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. God, we thank you.
Oh, God.
Keep us in the press, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Keep us in the fight, Holy Spirit. Move on us today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Holy Spirit, continue, Holy Spirit, to protect us and to keep us in the fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, as we cry out to you on today, Lord, Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way. Have your way on today, keep us in the fight. Holy Spirit, don't let us go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. God, we can't move without you. God, we can't talk without you. We can't walk without you, Lord. Oh, glory be. Glory be to God this morning. Oh, glory be. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way. Oh, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. From the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Keep us in the fight, Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. From level to level, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. From glory to glory, Holy Spirit. Have your way today. Glory be to God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, more than ever on today, Lord God. And we ask that you move here. We call the devil a liar. And he's the father of lies. And we have a spiritual war going on. And we're going to stay in the fight, Holy Spirit. We're going to stay in the fight, Father God. It's so important, oh God, that heaven is our home and our destiny. And we should let nothing or nobody change us, oh God, or deter us, oh God, from reaching our destiny, Oromoshanda. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way today in each and every one of us, oh God. In our homes, in our marriage. Holy Spirit, have your way on today, Lord God. In us, your people. Strengthen us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord. And we'll let nothing, oh God, separate us from your love, oh Father. in the name of Jesus. Help us to realize and remember, Father, that Jesus, Lord, paid the price for us all. Oh, glory. He paid it all, Lord God. And we can't turn away from that. Because you love us so, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Keep us in the faith. Keep us in the faith, Holy Spirit. Keep us in the faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Continue to shield us, oh God, through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, rescue. Holy Spirit, strengthen. Help us now, Holy Spirit. We need your help. We need your help. As you surround us, comfort us, love us, protect us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your name. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we thank you.
Thank
we thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep our minds reconditioned.
Yes,
keep our heads, Lord God, on
yes,
our minds
Lord.
Towards you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit. And we praise you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Sunday. We glorify you. And we magnify you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord, of everything. No greater love. No greater love, Lord Jesus, that you laid down your life. Lest we forget, you laid down your life for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for everything, for your sacrifice, for making the way for us, Lord God, to enter back in as children of God into the kingdom of heaven. We thank you for the way, Lord, being made straight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. For the path, Lord God, still being there. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have not closed the doors on us, oh God. But yet, Lord God, you're still calling us in to righteousness, to salvation, to truth. Glory be to God, to understanding. That you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we can come before your throne, Lord God. Bow down before you, oh God. Give your name praise and thanks.
Yes.
Oh, glory. For the new day. For the new journey. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We say, have your way, Holy Spirit. In each and every one of us. This day, Lord God. No matter where it is, oh God. That you reach out and you touch us. in the United Kingdom, in Australia, glory be to God, in Atlanta, Texas. Lord God, that you touch us around this globe and let us know that everything is all right through your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's a keeper, Lord God, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Come in to see about us on today, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Come into our secret prayer closet, oh God, to answer and attend to us right now, Lord. Right now, we thank you. And we praise you, Father. Oh, praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord.
Yes.
To your will, oh God.
Yes.
We say yes, Lord. To your way, Lord.
Yes.
We say yes, Lord. To your purpose, Lord God.
Yes.
We say yes, Lord. To everything,
yes,
Lord God, that you have for us. We say yes, Lord. To your commandment.
Yes,
we say
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
We say yes, Lord. We say yes to your principles,
yes,
oh God. To your precepts, Lord. Oh God, there's no one like you. Holy Spirit, minister now to every one of us, oh God.
Ooh, yes.
Oh God, from the greatest to the least, Father God, us your children. Do it right now. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we can't let go, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, to keep our hands to the plow and not look back. Ain't nothing back there, Lord. Glory. Nothing, Lord Jesus. Nothing, Lord. And we won't let no devils in hell turn us around. We won't let them turn us around, oh God. Oh, but through your Holy Spirit and your power, oh God, we're going to press forward. We're going to stay in the press. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
We're going to keep on keeping on. Because it's all about you, Lord God. It's all about you. Because it is you that has made us. And not we ourselves. We thank you. And we praise you. On today, on today, Lord, on today, Father God, Father God, Father God, protect our leadership. Protect us, Lord God. Our pastors, First Lady, our pastors, our ministers, our mothers, our deacons, protect us, Lord. Our men, our women, our children, protect us, Lord. We need your hedge of protection constantly, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit. And we'll let nothing turn us away. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for the prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Mother Jackson sent forward, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you hear our petition. That when we call on you, Father God, that you come see about us. Because there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Nothing is too hard, Lord God. Because you love us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we say yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your will. And we glorify and magnify your name now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away our sins. Nothing but his blood can make us whole again. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Nothing but the blood. The blood paid the price.
Ooh, Jesus, the blood paid the price.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we glorify
Lord.
Your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to go over something that I shared on the other day about trusting God, trusting His gifts. Praise God. And because this is so important, because we have to realize, praise God, that the power that He left here and He sent back for us and He left here for us, amen. The anointing power, praise God, that we have through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Powerful, praise God, anointing and power.
Yeah.
Power over the devil. We have it.
Yeah.
And we must understand on today that we have it and we have to use it. Amen. Praise God. Doing this spiritual warfare. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, a bully comes and he'll keep coming. Whether you fight him or not, the bully will keep coming. Praise God. Until you decide to do something, to make a decision, to take action. Praise God. And when he left the Holy Spirit here with us, he meant for us to use it and to take action against the wiles of the enemy. Praise God. Not to just take it, receive it, and sit there and not use it. Amen. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and mess around and lose his soul? So we can't gain, praise God, what God has given us and sit there and not use it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, the enemy may come and blindside us, you know, give us a hesitation. Praise God. But we have to shake it off. We have to shake ourselves loose. Praise God. And understanding who we're dealing with. Praise God. And understanding that we have the power. Praise God. To send him going down the road away from us. We have to understand that, saints, on today. It is so important, praise God, that we use every available tool and device of the Holy Spirit that God has allowed us to have. Amen. The same Holy Spirit that Jesus had, and that same Holy Spirit which he possessed, praise God, to even raise Lazarus from the dead. Amen. Praise God. To heal the sick without even touching them. Just speaking the word. Praise God. Amen. The same Holy Spirit to send those demons and devils packing in the name of Jesus. For it's at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord and he is God. Amen. And by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Praise God. No weapon, praise God, shall prosper. But through God's Holy Spirit, that we will gain the victory each and every time. Amen. Thank God for his favor. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy that endureth upon us forever and forever. It's infinite. It don't stop. Praise God. So shall we see the Holy Spirit the same way. It's infinite. It doesn't stop. And we have power, dunamis power. Praise God. Amen. To stay in alignment and stay in position. And understand, praise God, that we have the right and the understanding to stay where we are in Jesus Christ because he gave it to us. Amen. And we don't have to let nothing or nobody turn us from Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, to everything that you have for us, oh God. Spiritually, praise God, and naturally, in the name of Jesus. For as we press forward to the high mark and the calling of Jesus Christ in our life, praise God, that we will go from level to level to level. Just like Jesus' ladder. Each rung gets higher and higher. And the only way that we can get through those rungs is we got to go through that trial and that test. Praise God. Jesus said they were going to come. And we have to realize this, that it is so, that they will come. But they only come to make us stronger, praise God, and to give us wisdom and knowledge through Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. So, God, we thank you for everything.
Thank you,
we thank you for being our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Deliverer and our Healer, our Provider and our Protector.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, we thank you for everything. And we will let nothing separate us, oh God, from your love. Amen.
Amen.
Or it was your love that captured us.
Yes.
You said loving kindness. Have you drawn us? We're drawn. Yes. We're drawn,
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit. So
Hallelujah.
Help us through your Holy Spirit, through your strength, through your power, to keep us.
Lord.
To keep us, Lord. In perfect peace and in harmony. Don't let the devil take your peace. Don't let him take your harmony. Don't let him take your happiness. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the only way he's going to give it, the only way he's going to get it, if we give it to him. Praise God. And we are going to be some stingy Christians. We ain't giving him nothing. Not one inch, not one iota. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we're going to stay. Praise God.
Yes.
We're going to stay
Lord.
In position. Amen.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
God. We're going to stay there. Praise God.
Yes,
and be and do what the Holy Spirit and the Word of God instruct us to do. That
Amen.
We stay in alignment to His Word and His will. Amen.
Yes,
and to His Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So don't quench
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Amen. Have an
Amen.
Understanding what quenching is. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit have free reign. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. When the Holy Spirit comes, amen, praise God, upon you to give you, amen, a revelation or something that you need to do, praise God, that God has given you to do, open your heart and do it. Amen. Because
amen.
If you don't do it, praise God. Amen. You're bucking God's system. Amen. Praise
amen,
God.
Amen.
These are the last in the evil days. And we cannot buck God's system on today, saints. We have to be
amen.
Serious. Amen. In nature, in mind, in the Holy Spirit, of what's going on. The Lord is soon to come back. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? He said, I'm going to come like a thief in the night. And we know when it's dark, the thieves come out because they can come upon you unexpectedly and suddenly. Amen. And we don't want anything coming upon us unexpectedly and suddenly. Praise God. Amen. So follow Christ. Follow Christ, saints. Amen. Through your prayer life, through your fasting, praise God. Give up something. Amen. Do something, praise God, to build the kingdom of God. tell somebody along the way. Praise God. Because it ain't over until it's over, until God says that it's over. Until then, you march to the drummer's beat. You press forward and go forward. Praise God. You stay in unison and in step with the Spirit, the anointing, and the word of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. There's no other way to go. So get it in your mind. Just set it in your mind. For God I live. For God I'll die. And I will let nothing or nobody separate me from the love of God. Amen.
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 Because as it is said, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Amen. Well, some will be absent, but they won't be present with the Lord. You don't want to be one. Praise God. You don't want to go through all of this for naught. Praise God. And not make it in to the King's highway of heaven. Praise God. Amen. All of those little things, praise God. They said it's a small fox that destroys the vine. Those little bitty things, praise God, that you know you need to put away, that is inhibiting or causing you not to serve God in the manner that you should be serving him. Praise God. And allowing the Holy Spirit to have full access, amen, into our lives on today. Praise God.
Amen.
Do it God's way. Do it God's way. And that counts for all of us. Amen.
Yes.
And I know that word comes to me first. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The word said, let your conversation be yea, yea, and nay, nay. Amen.
Amen.
But also let it be seasoned with a little bit of salt. On today, saints. On today. Praise God. Don't quench the Holy Spirit of God. Let him use you. Praise God. And you'll see, praise God, just how much he loves you and he cares for you and how he will use you to build his kingdom on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you again. And at this time, we're going to bring in our pastor and prophet, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless everyone. You know, it's very awesome what you're saying, especially sharing at the beginning. God was, the Holy Ghost was just leading us that way on yesterday night, dealing with an anointing and everyone, how your anointing and God gave us, gave you the power to cast out the devil, to heal the sick in each and every one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to make sure she bring the word. Amen.
Oh, amen.
We want to make sure she bring.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I say today, in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Hello. We hear you, Pastor.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you. All right, I just want to make sure somebody have a phone difficulty. You know, there's a story in the Bible that says, Peter, I know, Paul, I know. Then they ask the question, and they ask the question to the rest of them, say, who are you to another individual? To another individual. Saints of God, you got to make sure that it's very important that you are placed in the spirit, that these spirits recognize who you are. once you get status and rank, they will have respect for you. And each time you go higher in God, that's another level or another status that you have to get rank on that level, or you got to get status on that level. Many people think because, hey, I'm a God, I walk with God, I do this, I do that, you know, and I'm with God, I already have the respect that I need. The respect is earned, it's not given. I want to say that again. Respect is earned. It's not given. And you're going to be able to earn your respect through trials and tests and different things. You can walk with pastor. You can pray along beside us. You can pray along. You can fast with us. But when the tests come in your life, the question is, are you going to stand and take dominion of your house, of your life, of different things, to let this enemy know that you understand and recognize the power that dwells inside of you? And some of you probably be like, well, pastor, I don't know about the power. I don't know. Well, you won't never know something if you won't never try it. If you won't never try it, you won't never know what's inside of you. You know, amen. And we got to try and work what's in you. Sometimes if you got to take a stand and say, the blood of Jesus, you're going to have to try, begin to work what's inside of you. And this is what's happening to the body of Christ. We are so dependent. We start putting our dependence on the leaders, the apostles, my friend, and this year. And what God says, I gave you the power. He spoke to us in the book of Ephesians, dealing with the five foes. He said, I gave you some prophets, pastors, some apostles, some teachers, some evangelists, you know, individuals. It's for the upbuilding and the edification, the edifying of the saints. Amen? That is for the developing. That is for the preaching. That is for the teaching. That is for the healthy individual. That is not for them to take over your life. That is not for them to take over your life. That's for them to help empower your life. You are going to have to establish your life for yourself, everyone over this line, over this air. You're going to have to establish your life. I want you to become authority in yourself, in your body, of your surroundings, your family. Take authority. And when these enemies show up and they want to bring warfare in your life, you go crazy. You lose your mind. I'm telling you, that's what David did. David went through a warfare till they thought he was an insane man. They thought he was a crazy man. You know, they thought he was a lunatic. David knew what he had to do. You, saints of God, you got to be like some of these people that take a little bit of issue and blow it out of proportion. You got to do the same thing with the devil. If he want to throw a little issue your way, blow it up out of the proportion. Make them think you are lost. You lost your mind. And I'm telling you right there, that enemy going to begin to recognize you, and he's going to begin to understand that he does not come that way. Take your rightful place at the king's table. You are not going to be behind no more. If you do not get down, you will not in this season begin to ponder over yourself, over your issues. You will not compromise with your situation. Everyone that is listening, internet, phone call, it is your time to take your dominion. It is your time to get ready to receive it. And the thing God is pouring out in heaven, it is your time. So you can get ready to walk in what you need to walk in. And now, saints of God, now you need to let this enemy know, I'm not calling nobody. I ain't calling.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
I'm going to get rid of ourselves. I'm going to let you know where I stand with God. And my goodness, once you begin to do that, now the spirit
know you not by a group, but and know you by individual.
Amen.
He had no Paul I know. He didn't say I know this group. He called them individual.
Yeah.
You by individual. He won't know you about, oh yeah, that's ABM. That's church or ABM right there. That's that group. He won't be trying to put strategy. Let me stop that one for talking. Let me stop this one for talking, because I know if I could get them individually, I know I conquered them.
Amen.
My goodness, allow your individual life. Once your individual life hook up with your other brother and sister individual life, that will forms a group. That will forms a strong unity. And now if the enemy want to try to pick one of you off individually, he's still messed up. If he want to pick
Amen.
You off as a group, he's still messed up. It won't matter
yes.
which way he turned, he will mess up.
Yes.
So let's begin to grow into the Lord. Let's begin to take our rightful place and say to God, this ain't a time for you to back off. This is a time that you need to keep pushing forward, because God is getting you ready for something great. It's an anointing that God, I'm telling you, listen, that's one thing that the family of the church know. Now, Pastor, I'm not a lying prophet at all. I don't say things to just to pump and pry you to get something from you. We don't even play games like that and tell you to do this and give that. I don't play games like that. But God's going to get ready to send an anointing and release over the body. And this anointing is not going to saturate everyone. It's just going to saturate the ones that is ready. It's a kingship anointing sent of God. The enemy going to be fighting you. He's going to try to discourage you. He's going to do everything that he can for you to not receive what God is releasing. Not everyone going to receive it, but everyone that is really wanted, everyone that is in place, everyone is taking a stand, you will receive it. Trust what I'm saying. I know that I might not be talking about a house or a car and giving you $45 million and it's coming around. Baby, let me tell you something. When the anointing is on your life, all these things that you're looking for, you're asking for, it will come to you, because the anointing draws it to you. That's why the Bible says, seek me first, the kingdom of heaven. All the other things will be drawn. And I want you to begin to receive what God has for you. Square your shoulders up. Look this spirit in their eyes. I don't care if your neighbors think you're crazy. I don't know if my neighbors hear me at times, because sometimes I got to walk in my house yelling, fussing, calling the spirit out. The devil is a liar. Go crazy.
Amen.
When you go crazy for the Lord will go crazy for you. And that enemy will understand that no matter what he do, he already knows that you who you are in the spirit. I thank God for you all. Keep pushing, keep fighting, keep standing your ground. Amen. Keep standing your ground and let the enemy know you don't want him to just look at you and say, Peter, I know Paul, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Now, you want him to say, Pastor Smith, I know. Pastor Temple, I know. Mother Jackson, I know. Mother Helen, I know. Prophetess Pastel, I know. I know you. Then he'll look at the other brother and sister and say, who are you? And that's when we'll take that other brother and sister, and we got to build them up, because now the enemy need to recognize who they are.
Amen.
Love you all. Love you, Pastor Smith. Love
you,
family. Amen. I send a love to my wife as well. Love her as well. And I thank God for you all. But I'm going to keep stressing it throughout this year, Pastor Smith. The people got to take a stand. You have to take a stand.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take a stand, what's going to happen, you're going to miss this anointing that you need. You're going to miss it. Because every season, God releases an anointing over the body for we can withstand that season, for we can keep going through that season. Every season he does it, and God is going to get ready to release it. Now, the seasons, I don't know. The seasons come from God. The timing come from God. It's not during the season as summer, winter, spring, and fall. It's not doing that. is whenever the heavens get in the set divine alignment and ready to release different things. That's why it's very important. If you ain't in this day and time with an apostolic or somebody believe in it, you need to, because you're missing so much. You're missing so much that God is doing. And God is releasing it. He's going to release. And please, I don't want you saints to miss it. Please don't miss it.
Amen.
You need this anointing. You need it. God bless
Amen.
You all. Love you all. Keep fighting. Keep standing. God is with you all. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For what
Amen.
You brought through our pastor. Amen. To reassure
yes.
and reconfirm, praise God, our stand where we should be in you.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus is going to meet you there. When we all gather at the altar, don't forget
oh, yeah.
the family prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. What we're going to do, praise God, we're going to see you again on tomorrow morning, praise God, at 7 a.m. Then get ready, get ready, get ready. At 7 p.m., but Mother Helen's going to come. Amen.
Amen.
And she's going to do what she does in the Lord. Praise God. So until
Amen.
Then, remember, God loves you and so do I. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Make me more.